weiß Bescheid. Nintendo.
The radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
It's politics and more, and it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
All right, good morning, Tennessee Valley, and you are tuned in to Politics and More. I'm your host here at Politics and More, Shannon Moore, and today we have joining me my friend Greg Hopkins, noted Second Amendment author and fellow attorney and noted historian. I'm going to put that in there, Greg, because you do know a lot about history, and we get a lot into that when you come on the show.
Yeah, it's hard to know where you are or where you're going if you don't know where you've been.
You know, and that's one of the reasons I like to kind of bring up historical subjects sometimes on the show. I mean, I love history, and I know you do too, Greg, and you've probably even read a lot more history than I have. But without knowing what has happened in the past, you often repeat the same mistakes. And, you know, it's almost kind of like the idea that we learn by our mistakes, but history gives us that roadmap, especially when you think of big term and big ideas. Many countries, you know, they'll be run by politicians who just don't know from the past. And having kind of that knowledge, I think it makes a big difference.
It does. Context is everything. And socialism, for instance, sounds really good when you first hear it. You know, oh, we'll have this utopia and everybody will be equal. But the fact is that socialism, it has never worked in any country in the world. It creates a wealthy elite and slaves on the bottom. And if you say that, well, then the only reason that a politician today would embrace socialism as the Democrat Party has is to ignore the failures. Why? Because you want to be in power. And not just the Democrats, folks, at least half the Republican Party is right along there with them. But Winston Churchill said it best. He said, the vice of capitalism is that it distributes prosperity unequally. The blessing of socialism is that it distributes misery equally.
Yeah, and again, that's kind of one of the reasons I like to bring up historical topics on the show, and especially when Greg comes on, because I know Greg's a kind of a fellow amateur historian. I mean, we're both lawyers, but you know, Greg, I probably should have been an archaeologist or something.
Yeah, but you know, Oliver Wendell Holmes said that a page of history is worth a volume of law. If you know where our law came from and what kind of things it's built on, then we can understand how to apply it better, because smart people have been applying it and writing about it and analyzing it for 1,000 years, at least.
And you know, the interesting thing about history, and this kind of also goes to human nature.
Yes.
We see it kind of reflected in the Bible.
Yes.
But human nature does not change. It has not changed.
And that's one of the fallacies of socialism and communism. It is the idea that the Soviets always said, we are creating the new man. But by near the end of his life, Lenin said, there is no new man. There's just, we can't overcome human nature. And Stalin took over from him and says, well, I can kill many people that they'll be forced to agree with me.
Yeah, he certainly tried a different approach on that, I suppose. Not a good one, though.
But you see, that's why anybody who comes to you selling a utopia on Earth, we can't have that. It's only in heaven, because mankind is fallen. We have a flaw called sin, and the only thing that can cure it is to repent and come to Jesus Christ. And even then, we're still have selfishness and everything we have to fight. But we have a roadmap to the best life we can live here on earth, and the best life that we can't, so good we can't even imagine it, in heaven. What Jesus said is in, I came that may, they might have life and have it to the full. And so if you are a Christian in this world, you won't be fooled by false utopias that are man-made, and have political solutions. You will, find patience and guidance, forgiveness, and a sure destiny.
And, you know, I wish, Greg, that in schools, you know, history was more emphasized. You know, we were falling away, unfortunately, in the school system from a lot of the core, you know, reading, yep. writing, arithmetic, all that. And again, the where we have been as a society is as important as where we're going as a society.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we just get doomed to repeat.
Yes.
Cycles.
Mm-hmm.
If we never break those, and you know that could be from one's individual life to you know again at the national level, and you know a lot of politicians, and we may talk about this a little bit later, but especially like on the world stage, coming to have an understanding of other countries' history can help. Even our own leaders in terms of making policy decisions, because a lot of our, I say some of our biggest foreign policy failures have been because we did not understand the hundreds of years worth of history in other regions
exactly.
of the world. And yeah. so, again, I mean, I guess this is just a pitch for, you know, we need more scholarship, even in the foreign policy realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there, and we have to. If you look at the history and so on, you can find out about the culture and how people have thought over the centuries. But at the same time, if you come from the Christian worldview, you also know that hey, you can't trust everybody.
Yeah, and that so, is true.
And so you have to trust but verify, because a Chinese person is just as fallen as an Indian person, an American, as an American person, as a Brazilian person. You know.
Well, let's one of the things I want to talk about today, since we have Greg on here, and Greg is an expert on the Second Amendment and gun rights. We've been hearing a lot about a new law that Illinois have passed.
Yes.
Greg, tell the audience kind of what that law is.
Okay, well, just a little history. Illinois has been
for context
one of the most anti-gun states. And, of course, that strong gun control has resulted in nothing except controlling the honest people, but the gangbangers in Chicago are en route to, last year they killed about 700 people and wounded about 3,000. And these are criminals, and they're not touching the criminals, because criminals don't buy their guns through regular outlets.
I will have to say, Greg, that is one of the most ironic aspects of gun control, because typically the more gun control is put onto a society, it just means the law-abiding people who follow the law will have less ability to protect themselves,
and
whereas
criminals.
The criminals who don't follow the laws will have more of the guns.
Exactly.
And it's just almost like an opposite effect than what is intended.
Yes, and so being unable to learn from history, Illinois, like California, New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, piles on these laws that they know from experience will do absolutely nothing to control the mass murder that's going on in Chicago. And we'll talk about that more after the break.
Yeah, and I think we're about to take a quick break right now, and what we're going to do is come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Illinois. So let's take that break. We'll be back with more here on Politics and More.